We're going to kick the hour off, too, by welcoming in Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns, joining us here on a terrific Tuesday morning. Good morning, Commissioner Bruns. How are you?
Well, good morning, Tristan. Good morning, George. Happy
morning.
Terrific Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Commissioner Bruns, let's dive right on into it. It was a busy meeting yesterday for our Lincoln County commissioners. I think a lot of folks are paying attention to what's going on with the Hershey Rail Park. It's receiving not only attention here locally, but statewide, as Nebraska Public Media did a wonderful story on the Hershey Rail Park recently.
You know what? They did a fantastic job covering that. And again, you know, a lot of kudos. They really showcased Gary Pearson and the work that he's doing in that news article. And yesterday we took steps to go ahead and donate, and we use that word specifically because that's what state statute has spelled out in the Nebraska Rural Projects Act with
sure.
the Industrial Rail Park. Donate $250,000 to the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation for purposes of executing a purchase option on that property, because that property is instrumental to making sure that the overall project is successful, gaining control of not just the building, but more importantly, that spur that attaches to the Union Pacific Main Line. So
that's the key to the park, isn't it?
It's the linchpin to the park.
Yeah.
So the chamber went ahead and executed that. I believe funds have already been transferred. So that's exciting news. And,
yeah.
and that purchase option extends everything through September 1 gives exclusive right to negotiate and purchase that property, that parcel, through September 1, which is key as we continue our conversations with Department of Economic Development. So,
a big conversation with Department of Economic Development last week that we previewed last Wednesday on the heels of the 4th of July holiday, Commissioner Bruns. That meeting go well, it sounds like?
Yeah, had a great meeting with Tony Goins, the Director of Department of Economic Development, some of his staff members. It was myself and Commissioner Hughley was in there, our deputy county attorney, and a couple members on the Chamber and Development Board of Directors were in there. Just asking some questions that we had, really seeking guidance on what the intent is for DED.
Sure.
And getting good questions answered. Tony Goins, the director of DED, is fully supportive and excited about what we're trying to get going out here in western Nebraska and spurring economic development for the entire region. So really exciting.
Good. Promising news yesterday, and you mentioned too that the proper verbiage is a donation to the North Platte Area Chamber Development Corporation. And I said it on the air, donation's the proper term, but in a lot of ways, this is an investment.
It's an investment. It's an allocation of funds. So the county, many people may not know, we're strategic partners with the chamber.
Sure.
We help fund part of their budget. So this is really just allocating money to them that is probably a little bit more than what we do on a normal year. And the goal is, once this property is purchased, once those funds are used for the match dollars for the Nebraska Rural Project Act, that $30 million in state match that would match the $7.5 million that the chamber would invest in the overall project. Once we get all of that taken care of, then that property will work through through transition back into the county hands. So that's the goal. So, yeah.
Awesome.
So the chamber is basically going to provide the local match, though.
The Nebraska Rural Projects Act, that LB 40 that we've been talking about for a couple years now.
That's the one that allocates the $30 million?
That's the one that allocates the $30 million in match funding.
Okay.
That states that the applicant, which is the North Platte Area and Chamber and Development Corporation, they have to be the one that makes the initial purchases on these properties. They have to develop the rail park.
I see.
So, and they can receive those match funds, that local investment, that 7.5, from a variety of different sources, including donations of funds from local political subdivisions. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
A lot of legalese that we got to jump through to
want to be compliant.
Cross the T's and dot the I's.
Well, sometimes, my understanding is a local match could be dirt work or some things along site preparation, infrastructure, stuff like that.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Again, we have Chairman Lincoln County Commissioner Chris Bruns joining us here. And, George, you had another thought? Sorry.
Well, the good news is it's underway. I mean, this is a big step towards making it happen, right?
Yes, huge step.
And I was talking to somebody yesterday and said, boy, that Greenbrier is a beautiful facility. It's not that old. I don't know, what, about maybe 10 years or something. It's well built. It's a big structure. And it's just been a shame to have it sitting there empty for a while. And
yeah.
So I think a lot of local people are going to be real happy to see this thing moving forward.
I know that the village of Hershey is really excited. At least most people are there about the steps that we're taking. Because you're right. It's a great facility.
Yeah.
It has the potential, not only just what we're trying to do with that facility and making that really the headquarters element of an Inland Port Authority, and creating good jobs in that capacity, but really the overall project and creating thousands of good paying jobs for the region there. So,
oh yeah,
yeah.
This is economic impact, like we've said before, many times before, that extends far outside the city of North Platte, Lincoln County, even the legislative district. I mean, this is a western end of the state. You could even argue maybe a little bit of northern Kansas impact.
Yes. So, I mean, when you look at our area, the North Platte area, Lincoln County, we're an economic hub for a much larger region, multiple counties, and you're correct, into Kansas and oftentimes all the way up into parts of South Dakota.
Yeah.
So you look at what we do with the hospital and the patients that come in from the larger region, it's no different. So,
yeah, I've always considered North Platte. We've got an airport too, fairly rare at this in this section of the state. I always consider North Platte kind of the unofficial capital city of West Central Nebraska.
Yeah,
that's what
that's
I call
a
great
it.
Because there's you know, we just have so many things. Tremendous justice system here, courts and detention center, active law enforcement headquarters, and all kinds of stuff. So
more and more amenities coming.
Yeah,
out too,
so. Yeah. So putting an industrial rail park and an inland port authority here sounds like a perfect fit.
Another feather in the cap, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Like you said, a big regional impact.
Commissioner Bruns, in other news out of yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, some conversation on our first responders in the village of Sutherland.
Yeah, so Sutherland, you know, they're going to continue to grow, especially with everything that we have going on in the county with the rail park and other economic development projects.
Sure.
And I think that they've had, for a couple years now, before COVID, they've been, you know, strategically planning on how do they make sure that their village is taken care of from a first responder standpoint. And if you look at that village in particular, that district, they had three fire entities that were really serving the larger region. And when you have that many entities and funding coming in from different areas, there's a lot of redundancy that can occur as far as resource allocation and who has what types of equipment. And so they've been working diligently and financially, they've been working very frugally to make sure that they are consolidating those operations in the best way for the taxpayers. So they built a new fire hall a couple years ago. It's a phenomenal facility. It's beautiful. I had the opportunity to tour that last year. And they paid for that outright. They didn't have to
bond
it or anything with their stewardship of the funds that they have. And so their goal is to consolidate all three of those, the rural fire, the Sutherland Fire Department, and the volunteer force into one entity. And that's what we tackled yesterday via resolution as far as taking the next steps necessary via state statute for them to really start really looking at the budgeting of all three entities and making sure that they can coalesce that all into one budget that makes sense. So very excited for what's going on there in Sutherland.
Those three departments or the three separate divisions probably came from the older times when, you know, there was quite a separation between even a village and a rural area.
Yeah.
And a rural fire department needed more equipment and be able to more mobile, I suppose, but now it's, like you say, in this day and age, you know, it makes sense to put everything together.
It does. From an efficiency standpoint, from, you know, getting the most bang for the buck, the taxpayers' money, it's important. And so they're taking the right steps.
Like everything else, fire equipment's going up, too, so this might help address that problem, right?
Oh, goodness, yes. Their equipment's doubling, just like everything else.
Yeah.
So.
Commissioner Bruns, also yesterday's meeting, there was more property valuation protests heard. This was something that also took place last week, and there was some very productive protests heard the past couple weeks.
Past couple weeks, yeah. So we're in that time of year. People had through the month of June to get their property tax valuation protests filed with the county clerk. And so now the Board of Equalization, which is the other aspect of the county board.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through that process of really digging into those protests and the evidence that the taxpayers have submitted with their protests. We're hearing from the assessor's office on the rationale for why they made the changes that they made. We hired a referee like we do every year to help handle as an intermediary.
Do they come dressed in stripes like our typical officials do?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll have to work on that for next year.
But we're about halfway through the protests. So
awesome.
It's an important aspect of you know what we do in the county and in making sure that we have things equalized across the county and making sure that you know
the tax
things
value,
are fair.
Property taxes are fair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything else from the meeting yesterday you want to bring up this morning, Commissioner Bruns?
Yeah, I'm excited. We crossed another major hurdle with the Sutherland Bridge project yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
That was taken care of with a lot of the other administrative tasks that we have from week to week, but and it didn't catch the news probably that it should have, but we've secured all the right-of-way needed to get that project going, which is huge. I mean, this project has been in the works for decades now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the overall project, that bridge is strategically, it's vital. There's only so many
sure.
points that you can cross the river west of North Platte, and the citizens yeah. of Sutherland and our ag producers and property owners in northwest Lincoln County, they need this bridge. And so the only thing that we're waiting on now is the final report from the Corps of Engineers on their historical artifacts study that they did. We got the preliminary report back, which didn't show anything. So hopefully we get that back soon and we can start construction.
Do you have any idea when that might come?
We're being told. I mean,
yeah.
We were expecting it last year.
Yeah.
So
have to take
okay.
it with a grain of salt.
You know how government works, unfortunately. Snail's pace sometimes. So
yeah.
We're expecting that back really any day.
Good.
But there's potential that we start construction fall time frame.
Oh,
great.
Cool.
Boy, that'd be wonderful.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Commissioner Bruns, anything else you want to bring up this morning for our county, sir?
No. Appreciate the time being able to come in and kind of relay the business that's being done. People can check that out on our live stream and watch it you know, at their leisure by clicking on, you know, the archived footage of our meetings. It's been a busy week, and we got a lot of really good things on the agenda moving forward.
It's been a busy week, and it's only Tuesday.
Well, I was in that meeting yesterday all the way up until after 4 p.m., so.
Well, you enjoyed the AC at the courthouse a little bit extra, huh?
Well, some of those protests, it gets a little warm. So.
Sure. You're on the hot seat, quite literally. Now, Commissioner Bruns, remind folks that they can find the archive of the meetings with the county's YouTube page at the county's website, where you can also find contact information for all five Lincoln County commissioners.
Correct. Yeah, you can go to the webpage, click on the commissioner tab, find our names, click on our names. Those are hyperlinks, to email. But the best way to get a hold of me, if you don't want to deal with email, is just shoot me a text or give me a call on my cell. That number is 308-660-6049.
Commissioner Bruns, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to having you on again with us next Tuesday, sir.
Gentlemen, thank you. Everybody out there, have a great day.